Hi, this is Bill Bishop, and welcome to my Monday morning podcast. And hopefully, this will give you a bit of a boost for the week to come. So, what I want to talk about today is talking about other people's goals. That's the topic. And the reason why I think this is an important one is because we have this sort of idea out there that the key to success is to really, really focus on your goals and really work towards those. And on one level, that's a really good thing. It's much better to do that than just be sitting around doing nothing, right? And we know a lot of people that are pretty depressed because they don't have goals and they're not working towards anything. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay to that up to a point. But the problem is that it's only up to a point, and it can actually be a bit of a trap. And this is kind of controversial, so bear with me here. So the thing is, when we have our goals, what we do is, we set our goals, and then we start working towards those. So most of the people listening to this podcast are people who like to do that. And that's great on one level. But the problem is that it doesn't allow you to achieve your full potential, actually. And in most cases, it actually ultimately doesn't work that well. And what I'm suggesting is that instead of focusing on our goals, like your personal goals, is that you focus on helping other people achieve their goals. That this is a much better approach. So when you wake up in the morning, you can either say, okay, I'm going out there to achieve my goal. Let's say you're saying, well, my goal this month is to sell 200 hammers. So you say, that's my goal. Okay, you do that. Or you could go out into the marketplace, wake up in the morning, go out to the marketplace and say, my goal is to help 100 people build an amazing house. I'm going to try and help people build an amazing house. So the difference is you wake up in the morning and say, this is my goal, and I'm going to work on it. Or you're going to say, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm going to go out and help 100 people or whatever achieve their goal. And I think that is a way better thing. Like, imagine if everybody in the marketplace was out there doing that. Like, everybody in the economy woke up in the morning and say, my intention is to help all kinds of other people achieve their goals. Now, it's my feeling that if we were all doing that, that the economy would be 100 times bigger and we'd all be 100 times richer. We'd be a lot wealthier as a society and everybody would be wealthier. So why the heck are we not doing that? All right? Well, it's because we've been trained right from when we were little kids that the key to success is to achieve your goals, like work on your goals. And it's this whole idea of, if you achieve your goals, then, you're making money and then everyone will benefit from that because, you'll create jobs, you'll pay taxes, it'll be great, right? That's what we've been thinking. And I think that that's sort of old factory thinking, if you know about my old factory principle. So that worked up to a point. But it only takes you so far. However, with a sort of a new factory philosophy, is that we say, no, we're trying to help other people achieve their goals, and that's what we're all about. Now, I used to have this guy came to my office. He was selling photocopiers, and I bought one from him. And then, almost immediately, he thought, well, I want to get him to buy another one or a bigger one or something. And all he cared about was selling photocopiers. That was his goal. And maybe he was good at it, I don't know. And I can appreciate that as a salesperson, that was what he felt he had to do, right? The only problem was that guy was irrelevant to me because he didn't even know what we did. He had a clue. He had no idea. He never asked me what our business was or what our goals were or anything. As far as he was concerned, our business was about making photocopies. So through his lens, his view of the world, we were just a company that made photocopies. So he was kind of irrelevant to me because that was definitely not what we were doing. And eventually, you know, I said, no, I don't want to buy another photocopier. As a matter of fact, I want to get rid of my photocopier. And now I actually just use the UPS store across the street to do my photocopies. And that's that. But if he had been interested in my business, like what do we do and everything else, and what are our goals, then he might have been able to think of all kinds of things that might have made him more relevant, and he might have been able to sell me a lot of things that we, neither of us had ever thought of. Now, I give him a break because he's a salesperson, right? That was his job. That was what he was told to do, so that's fine. But you guys are entrepreneurs. So it's a different thing. You're not just a salesperson. You're an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur creates value. And the only way you can create value is to get focused on other people's goals. And what I find is it's really so much easier because you ask people what their goals are and they tell you, it's more likely you'll be able to figure out a way to help them and you'll be able to make the sale a lot easier. So why the heck wouldn't we all do that? But there are some excuses people make. One of them, they say, well, I don't think my customers even know what their goals are. If I asked them, they wouldn't know. They don't have any. And I said, okay, well, what you can do then, the first thing you can do to help them is to help them figure out what their goals are. So get them to pause and say, okay, well, tell me what do you want to do? Let's take a couple of minutes to think that through a little bit. So, you know, that's one thing you can do right there is to help ask them, well, what are your goals? If they don't know, say, well, let's just take a second to figure out what really is it. Clarify your thinking and write that down. So you already helped them there already. Now, the other thing people say is, well, they're too busy. They don't want to, they're just too busy. And they wouldn't take time to do that. And I go, well, that's sort of a self-fulfilling thing. And that's really getting to the heart of the problem, really, is in these days, is that people, I see it all the time, people are in a really big hurry. They just don't know where they're going. Maybe that's why they're in a big hurry. They got to keep looking to find where they're going. I don't know. But it's kind of crazy. You know, they have no GPS or anything that's telling them where they're going. So the thing is that if you just kind of calmly slow everything down a little bit and say, well, you know, why don't we just take a second to figure out what you're trying to do? And if they say, well, why are we doing that? You'd say, well, just because then I might be able to help you more if you want. Now, if they're, you know, a jumping bean, then you would just go, okay, you know, just too agitated and too crazy. Then, you know, they're not a candidate for doing anything like that, but they probably wouldn't be a customer anyway. So, but usually you can get people to calm down a little bit to just talk about that. Actually, they quite appreciate it because now somebody actually cares, right? The other thing is that, and this is where the big idea comes in, is that you can give them a suggestion of what they could do. So you don't have to leave it to them. You can actually, you know, suggest some possible ideas for goals. And there's really three categories, that major categories of goals that you could suggest. One is that ways for them to be safer. So suggest something about that, safer and more protected. Two, ways to be more successful and fulfilled. And the third category is ways to be more connected and have more meaning in their life. You could suggest that. And if they like some of those things, then that would become their goal, and then you can help them with it. All of this is great for developing the relationship with people. I find that, you know, the people who are most interested in having a relationship with me, the more sustainable ones, and the ones, you know, that is that I'm interested in their goals. I'm interested in trying to help them in a big or small way, you know, that I'm interested in what they're trying to do. And certainly the people that I connect with better are people who are, you know, have good intentions towards me and are interested in what I'm trying to accomplish. So the basis of a relationship, right? And as you know, you can get really turned off by people who are very goal focused, and they're not, you know, it's kind of, you realize after a while, they're not really that interested in you. They're just interested in their goal. That's a real turn off, right? So this getting interest in other people's goals is really the foundation of any relationship. And yet somehow we've forgotten that in our society. And you know, I think about my kids and their kid and their friends and everything, younger adults, and they're all really focused on their goals. And I really tried to instill in them that the best way for you to be successful, for them to be successful, is to get focused on helping other people achieve their goals. That this is really a much better way to look at it. Much, much better way. I mean, it's obvious, right? In the end. Now, one other thing about this that I think is really important is when we're focused on our goals, if that's what we get into, then we get into this whole confidence game. That in order to stay on track towards our goals, we have to remain confident. And that we, you know, and if we start to feel like we're not confident enough, and we start, you know, maybe doubting whether we're going to achieve our goal, then we do all kinds of things to pump ourselves up, bump up our confidence, right? So it's either some sort of physical thing, like go for a run or whatever, do that, which is good. I like to go for a run myself. Or we start to try to manipulate our mind to get us feeling like, okay, nope, you know, everything's going to be okay. We're going to be good. I'm good. Everything's good. And we try to manipulate our mental images to bolster our confidence. And I've been in coaching programs where they gave you exercises to do that would keep you up your confidence. All sounds like makes a lot of sense, right? Oh, there's a trap right there, because the problem is that the more that you work on trying to bolster your confidence, the more you're actually telling yourself, your deep, honest self, that you have no confidence. So it's almost an addiction thing, right? So the more that you build your confidence, the more you're telling yourself you don't have it. So therefore, the more you have to do to keep building up your confidence. And it just becomes this thing you become a slave to. And in the end, it just all comes crashing down. And it makes you an emotional teeter-totter. And really, you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I suggest people just go, forget it. Don't even worry about confidence. Just forget it. Don't worry about that. Don't even think about it. Focus instead on your intention. What are you really trying to do? Because see, nobody can take that away from you. Now you have to be brutally honest with yourself here, okay? And the honesty comes with, what is your real intention here? And you're going to say to yourself, well, really, I'm just trying to achieve my goal. I mean, I'm just got my head down and I barrel through and don't anybody get in my way. And I'm going to achieve my goal no matter what. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, you might not admit that to anybody else in the whole world, but you might need to admit that to yourself, okay? On the other hand, you could say, my intention is truly to help other people achieve their goal. And that's what I'm trying to do. I really feel like that's what I'm really here to do. And that, if you have that, which I think is the more wholesome way to do it, is very powerful, because no one can take that away from you. So no matter what happens, you know, you lose a sale, prospect backs out on you, the stock market goes down, you know, there's a hole in your roof you got to fix, cost you $5,000, get a flat tire. You know, you break your leg, all of these things, because inevitably something like that's going to happen to you. Obviously, it's just the way it is. Doesn't matter, because nobody can take away your intention to help other people achieve their goal. Nobody can take that. It's rock solid. So the confidence thing is just a house of cards that ultimately is going to fall down. or his intention is Rock of Gibraltar. No one is ever going to be able to move that or take that away from you. And by having that incredible grounding in that, you're just going to be more successful. That's all there is to it. You're going to be more able to withstand everything that comes at you. So once again, my suggestion is help other people achieve their goals. And if you do that, then it's very likely, almost inevitable, that you're going to achieve your goal, whatever that is. Okay, so that's the thought of the week. And just a couple of little housekeeping things, if you can hang on just a minute or two longer, very important. One is that by July 1st, if you want to continue to receive this podcast, you need to confirm your subscription to this podcast, because the Canadian government, in all their wisdom, has created a anti-spam law, which requires me to get confirmation from you that you actually want to receive this email. So all you have to do is just click on that confirmation link in the email I sent you, and it'll bring up a web page, and just type in your email address. If you want to put your name in there too, fine. It's not necessary, but you can if you want. But the email for sure. And then just click confirm or register. And that way I'll have you on my list. So, because if you don't do that by July 1st, you're not going to get these podcasts anymore. So hopefully you'll do that. The other thing is that, just to remind you, I do have my free Big Idea session. It's a 2-hour session, and we work on helping you come up with your big idea and start packaging it. And I don't charge anything for that. So maybe it's time for you to do that. Sooner or later, if you've been procrastinating on this, this could be the turning point of your business. So maybe now's the time for you to book that. The first step is a 30-minute initial conversation, and that's actually where I'm going to ask you about your goals, and you're going to tell me all your goals, and then we'll start working on your big idea a little bit in that 30 minutes, and then we'll do the 2 hours after that. So if you want to do that, you think now's the time and you're ready to go, is to give me a call or send me an email, and we'll have that big idea session, which I know you'll find incredibly interesting and useful, and quite an important event in your business. Okay, so thanks for listening to this. And the other reminder is that anybody that you think might benefit from hearing these podcasts, you can forward this to them and they can listen to it, no problem. And they can also register to get them weekly like you do. Okay, so thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.